before I do that?
I do.
Yes, so, go ahead.
The Lord's been dealing with me about hammering.
Yes.
And the first time that he used the term hammer with me was last week or so. He told me he's been dealing with me about hammering.
Yes.
And he told me that we have to put the hammer down.
Wow.
We cannot. And I've been guilty.
Yes, yes.
Of this myself.
Yes.
So
me
I'm
too.
Not. I'm.
Yes.
Being dealt with on this, okay?
Yes.
Because I'm one that I just soon throat punch you. I'm just being
she'd
honest.
Get it done kind of gal.
I'm just being honest.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
But the Lord had to tell me that that's against the rules. No throat. He had to tell me no throat punching allowed.
Yeah.
So we went from throat punching to hammering.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes.
And he specifically told me, put the hammer down.
Wow.
You cannot.
Wow.
Judge fruits with a hammer.
Ooh.
You cannot.
That's good.
And then wow, I was like, Lord, that's kind of harsh. That's kind of owie. Can I get some salve to put on that
yeah,
owie?
Yeah, right,
you know?
Yeah.
He said, we can't judge the fruits by a hammer.
Wow. It crushes it.
And then he said, inspect it.
Mm.
Don't hammer it.
Wow.
You inspect with your eyes and your hands, not with a hammer.
Wow.
And you know,
Monica, that's powerful.
This weekend, he reminded me that I can't go in somewhere with a hammer and start smashing things.
Yep. That's right.
Because I seen something over the weekend that made me want to get a hammer and I wanted to smash it.
Yeah. Right.
And the Lord told me it's not hammer time.
Wow. Wow.
Do you trust me?
Yes.
And I thought, yes, Lord.
Yeah.
I trust you with everything.
Yes.
He said that I need you to pray. That's what I need you to do. You need to pray.
Ooh, gives me chills.
And trust me.
Yes.
In this.
Awesome. That's good.
We're hammering the wrong. We're yes. hammering wrong.
Yes.
We're looking, you know, it's like, this is just an example, okay? So
just an example.
Just bear with me. Don't turn me off yet.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, if I see you in church, or you see me in church.
Right.
Because, you know, when I came back to God.
Yeah.
When I had enough of the needle.
Yeah.
When I had enough of the alcohol.
Wow.
And I finally cried out to God. And he told me to come home.
Mm.
He's calling people home.
Yes.
Quit hammering people trying to come home.
That's right. That's right.
How are they going to come home if we're standing? How are they going to get in to the house?
Yes.
If we're standing there with the hammer.
That's right.
And, oh, I smell alcohol.
That's right. You need to go. Get it right.
You can't come in here.
That's right.
With that smell.
That's right.
With that look.
That's right.
Put the hammer down.
Woo!
And put your hands together.
Woo!
And praise God.
Yes.
And pray to God and ask him to help us love like he does.
Yes.
It is time to put the hammer down and put the God goggles on, y'all.
Woo! That's right. That's right.
That's what time it is.
Wow. Wow. That's good.
Put the hammer down.
Yes.
Unless you're hammering the enemy.
That's right. That's right. That's the only one we're need hammer for.
We're hammering the wrong ones.
Yes.
We're hammering people trying to come home.
Yes.
That God himself, our Father God, is calling people home.
Wow.
And we're standing there with hammers.
Wow. Whew. That's it.
That's enough.
That's enough.
Enough is enough.
Yes. Yes. Wow.
Whose team are you on?
Amen.
Because I can tell you this, if you're standing at the house of God's door, mm-hmm. if you're standing at the door of that, I don't care what house.
Yeah.
You attend. If it's the house of God.
That's right.
And you're standing at the door with a hammer, I assure you, you are not working for the Lord.
Ooh-wee. Whew. Man, that was powerful.
You're on the wrong team. Yeah. It's time to change jerseys.
Yes. Oh, praise God. Yes. That's good.
That's what time it is.
That's what time it is. That's it.
Change jerseys.
Woo. Change jerseys.
Put the Jesus jersey on.
Amen. Amen.
Because
that's
it's
right.
It's in his name.
Yep.
His name is the name above every name.
Yeah.
So if we're standing at the door.
Yeah.
With a hammer? Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Something's wrong. Yeah.
And that's something that had to be corrected in me because, you know.
Me too.
I have triggers.
Yes.
I do.
Yes.
But hallelujah, I know my triggers.
Yes.
And hallelujah, when I feel a trigger, I can take it to God, my Father.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
And he handles that.
Amen. He does. He will. That's exactly right. And I think a lot of times, sister, because I know for me, I used to be someone who hammered everybody.
Yeah.
And
it
was who I was. And so, but I know for me, it came from a place of fear. And so I did it because I was terrified that these people were going to go to hell or they were going to go the wrong way. And so I just constantly would... I thought it was my job to set everybody straight and help them know where they were failing and need to get right and so they could go to heaven. And what I was actually doing was pushing people away because, you don't ask a newborn child to do what you ask a 10-year-old child to do. So you have to understand that we're at different places in life. And when we come in and everybody is, hammering us, we're going right back out. So, that's right on. That's right on.
You know, I'm so glad that the Lord gave me the church home he did.
Mm, yes.
They helped love me back to the Lord.
Praise God.
With love, and.
Yep.
The other day, the Lord gave me this thing. And it was. Love, and the way I seen it was love going this way, LOVE, in all caps. And it said, love over vengeance every time.
Woo, that's good. That's beautiful.
And I was like, wow, Lord.
Wow, that's
help
amazing.
Help me choose your love over vengeance.
Every time.
Every time.
Every time.
For everyone I come in contact
with. Yes, yes. That's beautiful. It's the kindness of God that leads us to repentance. That's what the word says. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean there isn't a time that God brings correction, because he does. Because those things are destroying us. But it's in his time. Mm-hmm. It's his time. It's the right time. It's when the person is ready. Only God knows when a person is ready, okay? Only God knows. So our job is to keep praying for them, to love them where they are, speak truth in their life in love, and walk beside them. Walk beside them. Encourage them. Encourage them to keep going.
If you see some, it's like if you see a brother or sister who's trying, don't stand back.
Yes.
Go up.
Mm.
And link up.
Mm, yeah. That's right.
Link up with that person.
Yep.
If you see someone weak,
mm-hmm. help them.
Link up with them.
That's right.
And if they won't let you, you pray because the Holy Spirit can.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's right. Amen. Oh, praise God. Okay, well, I want to pray because I want to ask these. I want to ask God to really move and start a corporate prayer movement. Yes. Okay, yes. Father, I just thank you and praise you for today. God, you are always on time. Father, just you are so wonderful, and the way you move and the way you minister, it never ceases to amaze me. You take every little piece and you just weave it together, and it makes this beautiful picture of what you're trying to accomplish, Lord. And I just thank you for what you've done here today. And God, our heart is to see revival come forth. Our heart is to see addicts freed, to see suicide broken off, these people, God, off of our communities, to see the broken mended, God, to see relationships restored, God, to see the devil defeated in our communities. We know he's a defeated foe, but Father, we want to see that manifestation in our communities. And Father, we've learned today, as we've heard you clear, there is a need. There is something that's going to shift in corporate prayer. And so, God, I'm asking you to begin to move on the hearts of ministers, on pastors, begin to move on the heart of the flocks, God, because your people have to be moved by you. Father, you're the one who's going to compel them to come to corporate prayer. Father, I know that it is statistically not been the most popular, but Father, I'm just asking you to change that. God, I'm asking you to bring revelation to every one of us of the power that has taken place in prayer. That God, we are doing more in that corporate prayer than we're doing most of the other times of our life. God, I just ask you to do it. We can't do it. We can invite, and we can give the invitation, and we can make the call, but God, you've got to compel them to come. And so, Father, I'm just asking you to do that in this hour. And I thank you that you are able to do what we cannot do. You said you'd cause us to walk in your ways. That's part of our covenant with you. So, Father, I ask you to cause us to come and have a heart for prayer, not just personally, but a heart for corporate prayer, to see the value, the worth of it, God. And Lord, I thank you that you're going to accomplish this thing, because we know that you said there was going to be a great outpouring in the last days. And Father, we know that right now you want to have a great outpouring. We don't even have to wait till that last time revival, whenever it is. God, we know you want it right now. And so, Father, we know it's coming. And we know that you are birthing this thing in. And so, God, I ask you to teach us, instruct us, show us your way, and birth revival in this place right now. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And I want to say one other thing. I know we're already way past. No.
You're good,
say
sister.
One thing.
We're not bound by radio time.
I've already
started a third one. So we're good to go for another however long you
praise
want.
Praise God.
We just might have a two-hour prayer today.
Yeah. Well, let me say this. I can't remember. I think the name is called, and y'all might have seen it. There was a revival that broke out in a college. Mm-hmm. Have you heard of it recently? Yes, it's somewhere in Kentucky. It broke out years ago, and they're saying it's breaking out again. Mm-hmm. And so I saw this picture, and it was all these you know, college-age kids, and they were all in this a church, and they were saying revival was broken out. I think they'd been there at that point for like 12 hours or something, I can't remember. But as I saw it, I just praised God, and I said, thank you, Lord. And then I stopped, and I said, Lord, thank you for what you're doing in Kentucky. But what you're doing in Kentucky right now is not affecting what's happening in my community. I need that right here. God, we need it. So whatever you got to do, do it. God wants to do it right here. If he's doing it in Kentucky, he can do it right here in Elk City. He can do it. But somebody's got to be willing to cry out and wait for him to come and do it. Amen? Amen. So let's just do it. Let's be the vessel. Let's be the vessel who will cry till he comes. We won't let go till he comes. Amen?
Amen. You know.
I love you.
God's not a convenience.
No.
He's not like a 7-Eleven.
Nope.
Okay. So we can't go up in, we can't send our prayers up telling him how to do how we want him to do it.
Yeah, that's right.
It's like whenever I was praying for my brother mm-hmm. all those years ago.
Yeah. Wow.
When I was praying for my brother to be freed.
Mm-hmm.
And he ended up in a hospital needing gallbladder surgery. And I began to pray and intercede for my brother.
Yeah.
Lord, only you
yes.
know what it's going to take.
Yes.
Please, God.
Yes.
Free my brother.
Yes. Yeah.
For the sake of his daughter.
Yeah.
Please, Lord, just free my brother.
Yeah.
My brother ended up paralyzed.
Wow.
From the waist down. He had a very small chance to ever walk again.
Yes. Yeah.
And you know, when I got the phone call that he had dropped paralyzed.
Mm.
And had a certain amount of time to get to the city for surgery before he would be like that forever, wow. permanently. Me, being unlearned, that's a good, okay, yes. that's the good word. Okay, yes, sir, I love you, sir. Being unlearned in the word.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
I began... I told God, I said, God, that's not how I that's not how I expected my brother to.
Yes.
And so I began this battle in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
First was, why would God?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
And then so sweetly.
Aw.
I know what it's going to take.
Yes.
I knew you asked. Yes. I heard you ask me for freedom.
That's right.
For your brother.
Oh.
You are your brother's keeper.
That's right.
You prayed for freedom.
Mm.
And now you want to be mad at me?
Yeah. Yeah.
And you're disappointed?
Yeah.
Because it wasn't the way you
yeah.
wanted it?
Yeah, right. Right, yes.
Yeah. So I had to back up.
Mm. Yeah.
And thank God.
Yeah. Yeah.
For taking his ability to walk.
Wow. Wow.
And now, that brother has been free.
Wow.
For at least 10 years.
Woo!
And not That's only cool. is he walking, he's working.
Woo!
And he's got custody of his daughter.
Yes!
And he set himself aside. So much so that he allowed my niece's mother to move in to the extra bedroom.
Wow.
And he helped her get clean.
Aww.
And now she's been clean at least
wow.
8 years.
Praise God.
And she got custody of her son that was from her first marriage.
Wow. Wow.
We got to get out of our own ideas.
Yes. Yes.
And we got to, like you said earlier, be open.
Yes. That's good.
To how God wants to move.
Yes.
And when he wants to
That's
move.
That's right. That's right.
Quit giving him the grocery list.
Yes. Oh, that's so good. Amen. Mm. Amen. Good day.
It is a good day that the Lord has made.
Yeah.
And I choose to rejoice.
Yeah.
And be glad in it.
Me too.
And
amen.
I don't know about y'all, but I think I'm going to keep the hammer down.
Amen.
I'm going to use my eyes and my hands to inspect fruit, not a hammer.
Yeah, that's good. Me too.
Anything else, sister?
Nope, I'm good. I love y'all, and I'm just covering y'all in prayer, and I know God is doing something. So get excited. This Amen. Is a great time to be alive.
Let's
Don't be
celebrate.
Looking at all this stuff around us. Focus on the Lord. Yeah,
Let's
it's good.
Celebrate the yes. victories.
Yes. Amen.
Before they're even here.
That's right. Amen.
You have been tuned into the Hour of Power this morning, y'all. Ooh-wee. What a wonderful day.
Yeah.
From myself, Monica Lovell, from the beautiful Tina Dobbs, and from our gorgeous sister in Christ, Pastor Powerhouse, Tammy Bailey.
Amen.
Y'all have a blessed day, and we'll see you tomorrow.
We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower32@gmail.com. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com or The Rock Christian Music on Facebook. Download the Paragon Communications app where you'll find The Rock Christian Music and take us with you everywhere.